Welcome to What's Pleasant. We hope you've had a nice spring break. I'm your host, Osei Usofrie, and this week we're bringing you coverage on the new polling station on campus and some April Fool's gaslighting. Let's get into it. Grah. For April Fool's Day, What's Pleasant correspondent Kelly Salguero and I went around campus telling knock-knock jokes and gaslighting people on campus.
What's your first name, last name, year, and major?
Carol Noguera. I'm a sophomore, and I'm early childhood education with a concentration in math.
Hell yeah, I love kindergarten. All right. So what did you do for April Fool's Day?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing?
I did nothing.
Ceased to exist, and then you just existed like the day after.
Yeah.
Did you know there's wait, are you a commuter or do you live on campus?
Commuter.
Where are you from?
I'm from Putnam Valley.
Did you know that there's a VIP seating section on the Metro North?
Where?
The bathroom.
No.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
How do trees connect to the internet?
I don't know.
They log in. Ba-dum-ps. So. Okay, I got one. What's yours?
Okay. Yeah.
Tell us.
Okay. Why can't you trust trees?
Leave you behind.
Oh, that's a good one. I was going to say because they seem kind of shady.
All right. Anything else? Like
No.
Okay.
Okay. But first, I'm going to ask you each your names. So can you state your first and last name, please?
My name is Abigail O'Connor.
And my name is Nadia Pavlik.
And your majors?
Psychology and criminal justice.
Behavioral neuroscience.
Perfect, thank you. Okay, so for the first riddle I have, there's a one-story house in which everything is yellow. Yellow walls, yellow doors, yellow furniture. What color are the stairs?
It's a one-story house.
No stairs.
Okay. What can you catch but not throw?
A cold.
Okay. Let's see. I become an odd number, take away a letter, and I become even. What number am I?
7.
Yes. I know this one, but I don't know if you guys know this one. This is the last one I have. Mary has 4 daughters, and each of her daughters has a brother. How many children does Mary have?
5.
Oh. Correct. Okay, thank you.
Have your grades been slipping? Have you not had a job since high school? Well, buddy, mom loves you, and you need to join the Pace Chronicle, because every Monday at 12:15, you'll live it up on the third floor of Wilcox Hall with the coolest people in Pleasantville. Be there and move out of her house. Follow the Pace Chronicle at Pace Chronicle on Instagram. On Tuesday, New York held its Democratic and Republican presidential primaries. Thanks to the hard work of CCAR, Pace students now have a polling station at Wilcox NPR. Correspondent Kelly Salguero and I stopped by to interview polling workers at the station.
Okay, can you please state your first and last name, please?
I'm Christina Burchette.
And what is your title at the
CCAR?
I am the office coordinator at CCAR.
Great, thank you. And how does the polling place benefit students on campus?
So for people who are registered on campus, they can vote, like, in the local elections around here, and also the presidential election is coming up. So to have a polling place here just gives greater access to, I'd say, voting, to their voting rights, essentially. So just access, because not everyone has the means for transportation, or they can't go home, or, that's pretty much it.
And what are your hopes for establishing the on-campus polling place?
I hope that students will find it beneficial and that they have an easy time of voting in not only the presidential elections, but some of the local elections around here as well.
Okay, and how has the turnout been today?
So far, there has been, I just received 45 people have registered to, not registered to vote, but they have voted for the in the primaries, but unfortunately, none of them were Pace students, but... Maybe next time.
Okay, so that goes with my next question. So is this only open for students?
Nope. It is open to anyone registered for this county, I believe. So, yeah.
And does this definitely mean that Wilcox would be a polling place again in November?
I'm not exactly too sure about that. I would have to ask my boss. Most likely, since it seems to be working out pretty well here. But I know that the presidential election will be a lot more hectic than perhaps the primaries, because there are only two options, really. But I think it'll be fine.
And is there anything else that you want to say for students that are listening?
Go vote.
Great, thank you.
That's all we have for this week. Thanks for tuning in. From Wilcox Hall, I'm Osei Wusofrie.